It's a Thursday night. It's August the 11th. It's 2011, not too far from 2012. What's going to happen? I don't really know for sure, other than I expect a broader, maybe a very, very broad layering of the deception that it's already been growing in preparation for the very, very end. Now, as we talk about dark infiltration, the plotted, planned infiltration and subversion of military, law enforcement, government, and the church, it's in reference to 2 Thessalonians 2, the secret power of lawlessness. Those are not just words. The Greek word mysterium. That is just not a word about a hidden operating work. We are talking about real entities. We're talking about a real agenda. We're talking about a progressive, evolutionary, sequential agenda. The manifestation of that is being seen more and more and more and more. I believe corresponding to that manifestation, well, so many things affecting the earth, affecting the nations, affecting people. That's what happens when the dark side is smacking humanity in the face. Russ Dizdar, Shatter the Darkness, live broadcast here on this Thursday night. You know, I say August 11th, the last couple of months have been absolutely fast, furious for us. Coming out of one condition of flood and being all just bound up with all that occurred and all of the stuff that happened, 4.5 months. Few weeks in our move, a few weeks after the Branson, Missouri Freedom Congress down in Branson that we were at, Future Congress. We are unpacking and unloading and putting everything in, and we are just thrilled. So I can only hope that God will grant to us grace to bring to you more and better along the way. We appreciate you listening by satellite radio. We appreciate you listening by internet radio live right now at this 6 o'clock hour Eastern Standard Time. Want to say welcome to those that download. I was looking at the stats, not only from this live program, from the regular ShatterTheDarkness.net website, which has about over 90 countries where there's downloading going on. And then we have another site called Preemption Broadcast that has a random variety. And some of these live shows we've been putting up over there, and we're seeing about 1,000 or 1,200 per day downloaded. But again, with all the other couple of hundred MP3s, we're looking at about 70 nations. So we're just glad. We're just simply saying to those that listen, if you're listening on the Preemption Broadcast, the Podomatic, and if you've signed up there and you get it directly to iTunes or directly emailed to you, well, that's great. Or if you've gotten it off of Facebook, that's great. Once again, just simply glad to engage. I do believe that it's a providential and a very supernatural hour. And at times, it can be a spiritual warfare hour. A battle can go on depending on your background. There are those that are demonized that have written me and said, Russ, we try to listen, but after a few minutes, the voices in our heads or something inside of us makes us hang up. Turn off the internet. Shut down the volume. Now, all I can say is we ask that God in an extraordinary way would destroy the demonic work and give you the freedom to listen, and that the word of God coming to you would enable you, empower you, turn to Christ, ask him to deliver you. And that's what this hour is about, to let you know nobody loves you more, nobody knows you more, nobody wants you more than God. Christ at the cross. You ever see yourself standing there at the bottom of the cross looking up? None like him, none like him in birth, in life, in words, in any other way. So I just think it's very, very vital that we understand the depth of the love of God and the pursuit. Listen, we can talk about intricate conspiracy, the new super plane that is out that they can't find right now, or they don't know what's happened to it or what's happening with it. We can talk about Obama. We can talk about a lot of things. Just talk. But engaged in this hour, I do believe the hand of God. People have gotten saved. People have gotten touched and empowered, and God is engaged and God has delivered. And all I can tell you is we ask right here, prior to the show, during the show, and for all those thousands of believers that would pray during this hour, not just listen, but pray for all the other listeners, because it seems as though God is engaging. And even when somebody listens a year later, I've got emails coming in saying, Russ, it's been a year or 2 years since I listened to something from you 2 years ago, and God so spoke to my heart, or God so impacted me, or the Spirit of God so moved me, and I responded, or someone got saved. We've got to realize the extraordinary work of God. The extraordinary work of God. And as much as I can say that I desire that you know the living Christ, there's no one that desires it more than God himself. I got an email with a YouTube video about a guy named Damon that was supposedly sent in to infiltrate the truth movement and to mess it up and do all kinds of stuff. And it looks like, not the reason I'm not going to put up the video on our site, it has some vulgar language in it. I just can't do it. So if you've seen the video, it's out there, and this individual, when he takes the glasses off, all I'm telling you, if you've been with us this week on Dark Infiltration and talking about chosen ones and sub-personalities and programming, and this goes to the Monarch and the MK Ultra, the Phoenix, and it goes way beyond all of that, actually. But we want to tell you right now that that individual did look like he was clearly, not only does he have stuff inside of him, but he knows, and he's with it and using it in adverse ways. And so the video, I think, is entitled, or partially entitled, The Resurrection, or the Rebuilding of Lucifer's Army. Pretty interesting. Now, another film, a Serbian film, and again, I can't put it out there because the film itself is pretty nasty, but I looked at the trailer, and it looks like a guy that may have been programmed or trained, and he's in the porn world, and he might be an assassin. I'm not sure, but it was an interesting film. So individuals, some of you that send things like this that we do the research, and there's no question that in the arts and so-called entertainment world, and even on YouTube, there are chosen ones who are making video. There are those in the movies that are truly, they're clearly multiple. And again, how'd they get that way? Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. We're going to talk about sub-personalities and what each of those sub-personalities are trained for, some of the specific ones. About seven of those I'm going to go into tonight. We go into it real deep in the book, The Black Awakening. Again, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldier and the Coming Chaos. And let me tell you again, there is the reason, and I want to emphasize the sheer numbers. At a minimum, 40 million worldwide. At in my opinion, the stats go to about 100 million, because we're dealing with four generations now. And it may be the second and third generation, those who are really a little more sophisticated than the first generation. Of course, they'll be mad about that. Now, they may be the ones, you know, when it comes down to being triggered, when the whole issue is going to happen. We've been looking at the shooters. We've been looking at the bizarre criminal cases, and the one book put out, Program to Kill, that goes over many of the serial rapists, murderers, serial killers you know, it's interesting to realize that a number of them, some point to the majority of them in the current last, 30 years or so, are multiple. They are those who have been forcefully created through trauma-based splitting of their personality. They have sub-personalities. And it's the sub-personalities that are the demonized. They've been through the rituals. They've been through blood and guts. That's what they lust for. And that's the ones inside that overtake, and that's the one that does the actual murdering, the actual slaughtering. So if you understand satanic ritual abuse, multiple personality disorder, if you're a psychologist, psychiatrist, a counselor, you know, a social worker, a pastor, somebody working in the field, or you are one, I think it's time that we take off the mask of the terms satanic ritual abuse or MPD or DID. Because when the secular world puts on tags, that does not give the definitive or the defining of what this is all about. Not at all. MPD, multiple personality disorder, in the DSM-3 and DID in the DSM-4, the dissociative identity disorder issues, they don't bring about the definitive, I mean, what's really been done there. Now, there are psychiatrists, psychologists. There is Corey Dunhammond and Alan Shefton, the constitutional lawyer that did the mind control conference in Richmond years ago in the 90s. Now, they also, not being conspiratorial, not being believers or Christians or whatever, they also stated there, and they wouldn't allow anybody to record the Green Bomb speech and all that kind of stuff, but they made it clear in the early 90s there that there was a multinational, multi-continental agenda, something secretive going on. They've been warned. They've been threatened. They acknowledged possibly CIA reconnaissance agents there in the meeting. Now, that was interesting. And that's old also. Almost 20 years ago, that conference alone. There are those who have worked among this field for 30 years now. Now, thank God for those that are trying to help. Thank God for those who are trying to understand. And may I say a word to the so-called, again, terms, chosen one, perfect one, special one, Babylon working baby, on and on and on. Troop of Antichrist. All those terms bring the real, they help to bring the real definition to what has been done. So I'm going to ask you to join me tonight because I'm going to tell you again, military, not only the United States, but Australia, Canada, all of the European Union, the, you know, NATO, the UN, and so forth, England, and you folks, listen, in Russia, and more places than I could probably even tell you. I mean, when you think of Paraguay, you think of Argentina, you think of the colony of Dignidad, you think of the Nazi rat lines, you think of South Africa, you think of South America, you think of the largest religious institution, the Catholic system worldwide, and the massive numbers of the Black Flame Nazis that most likely became involved and found a place to hide in the midst of things. Now, part of the issue is it all is done in the shadows. When I say that, supernatural, I mean real. You got to understand, you and I mean, most of you, as a believer, I assume, you believe the word of God. You believe that the fallen cherub exists, that he's there, that the hundreds of millions, if not billions, of demons and, you know, the dark spirits and the types of them that the Spirit of God, you know, names them, the types, that they're there. And I said the other night, they're one in their rebellion, insurrection. They are one in nature, completely the opposite of God. They are fixed eternally by choice, and it's just done. There is no redemption, nor is there the slightest indication that they ever wanted it. We're only seeing a demonstration over thousands of years in their interaction with the human race. Of course, leading the human race into its own fall and corruption and death and destruction. Well, we're now seeing this progressive, evolutionary, the satanic synchronicity as never before. It's as though the dark side is trying to open up all the old gates to the old demon gods, to pull out all their weapons, all their powers, all their stuff. You and I, as human beings, have no idea of the ability they have to strategize, to plan, to look at biblical prophecy, to seek to preempt it, to seek to destroy God, to seek to destroy and oppose the body of Christ, all while many skeptics in the world, lost world, continues to kind of lollygag on down history's road. So many people, and maybe you're listening and you think, well, we're just living, this is normal. Normal world with fighting and all the things that go on and, you know, what's happening in London, you know, and all the riots and everything's going on. That's just, like one commentator said today, they're going through what the United States went through in the 60s. I think it's a little more, I think it's beyond that. But I'm going to say again, in connecting with the words of Jesus Christ, in him giving the warning about history's bridge, in the future, human history's bridge is literally out. I mean, there's an end to all of it, and that's good. I mean, thank God that God is going to put an end to all of it. But prior to the end, unprecedented, unequaled destruction. So if you want to get a backdrop to all of it, Matthew 24, if you're someone who's seeking and looking and maybe reconning the show, I thank God that you're here. I pray the Spirit of God engage you. And if God needs to, by extraordinary measure, God visited a demonized, demon-worshipping king in the Old Testament, visited with a dream, disturbed his life, so that this would lead to a breaking in and a revealing of the God of heaven in old Babylon. There is like Saul of Tarsus, where there is just simply an engagement so powerful that brings him to his knees. You know what? I would ask that God would take every ounce of his grace and mercy and power and supra, intervening ability to turn your face to the Savior, to break the satanic blinding, to break the love of sin. May the conviction of the Spirit of God come. May the sense of God's holiness. Sometimes it's only in light of that clear revelation of God, that clear, you know, pouring out of God and all of who he is, that makes it very clear who we are. So we pray that God, as in Northampton in England, as with Jonathan Edwards and Whitfield and Wesley and others, that an incredible falling suddenly of the power of God. Don't you think we need this? For those of you that want to pray about the high places and really use the power of prayer and intercession and spiritual warfare and authority, realizing hundreds of millions worldwide and so many in the United States of satanic rituals have been going on. The high places like Bohemian Grove and other places. Well, with Tom Dunn and spurring everything on from Prayer Watch, ProjectJosiah.com. ProjectJosiah.com. It's up, and there's now a listing of some individuals from other states where they're going to be pouring out the prayer. And Tom's idea is that we simply do this on the 15th day of every month. Now, we can pray every day. We can pray all the time, and we do. But on that specific day in your location, targeting those high places, pouring out the prayers for God to expose, destroy the enemy's work, rescue victims, bring his saving, healing, delivering graces. So more and more are joining in. And if you go to ProjectJosiah.com, even the Facebook page Thomas put up is there. And a lot of information, a lot of things to help you. But we encourage you to be a part of that also. And if you've been praying you know, during the live show here and for us, then you are helping us. We've got REAP trips that are coming up into Pennsylvania, all, you know, areas here in Ohio, the Victoria, British Columbia trip. We can't give you the dates on that. We're still working through details, but it is definitely on. We are going to New York City on September 24th to join some others. We've been invited to go and speak, and so we have that listed on the website, shatterthedarkness.net. If you're new, this is Russ Dizdar. Shatterthedarkness.net is the website. Strike the Head of the Serpent is a conference or a revival or a crusade. Now, I've been invited to come and speak at it. They're in the Marriott downtown New York City. So it's down on Broadway. So we want to invite you. There's a full-blown poster type thing on the website, and you can take a look at that. And prepare for that. So we hope you come. Now let's dig into, and if you're new again, we have a 19-minute overview of all the one-hour radio projects we have this week. We have the broadcast quick notes that are up, and we're on page 5 tonight if you're involved with that. We're saying this on the broadcast quick notes, quote, subpersonalities who are trained for reconnaissance, sexual corruption, dark spiritual warfare, and more. Psy warriors, satanic troops, or both? What's behind the mask? And are there sleeper assassins, agents of chaos, sitting among you in a church waiting? They know how vulnerable, I mean, they know the vulnerabilities of places. That's what I've noticed over all this time now in working with them and engaging them and dealing with them and reconning ourselves and doing what we need to do to find out. Kind of like the spies in all of Israel going into the land to take a look. Kind of like Ezekiel willing to go in. And yes, we have seen detestable things. A, B, C, D, and E. Here it is tonight. A, subpersonalities. What is this or who are they? And then B, programmed and trained, sudden, sub-hidden persons inside. And then C, behind the mask of SRA, MPD. And then D, what and who are the super sleepers? And E, what are they waiting for? And they are waiting. As we engage tonight, sub-personalities, let me mention 5 things. Demonic technology, subversion of the human will, transmutation of the human construct, mock superhuman and controlled troop. Here we go. Number 1, demonic technology. Now I'm going to tell you again that I believe just as Satan communicated in Genesis 3 in the garden, you've got to understand Satan knows how to communicate. We read later on where the Spirit of God says in the end of days, that a whole class of demonic manifestation will come, and it's to deceive many, and to bring about didache of demons, teachings of demons. Now this means, literally, that they're going to communicate to those who are listening. Now I believe there are those listening that know what they're doing, they know they're serving that side, and they're willing. I believe there's others that are like, Alice Bailey that wrote 20 volumes that had an ascended master, a cosmocrator possibly, a high-order demonic presence, guide her in the writings that would kind of outline the development of the New Age movement, which is now probably 400 or 500 million or more individuals, you know, connected worldwide or more. Now, that's, again, you read the story of this entity that would be in the room and fuse with Alice Bailey, the occultists, and guide the writing to the point of dictation. Now, I have no question, like with Ingo Swann, when it comes to remote viewing at Stargate, that the ideas for coordinate remote viewing popped into his head out of nowhere. I have no question that with scientists and weapons development specialists and people in the military and psychiatrists and others, that literally ideas pop into their mind. Now, believers, you and I understand how the Spirit of God speaks and guides and leads. You can read the book of Acts chapter 8, where simply the second generation believer, Philip, says, "And the Spirit of God said, go over there and stand by that chariot," where he ended up leading the eunuch to Christ a powerful way. That happens all the time for those who are in active evangelism. It really does. That's the fun. That's the excitement. That's the incredible work of the Spirit of God in the midst of evangelism. But I'm going to tell you right now, the other side can speak to minds, speak to hearts, speak to those who are opened up. Whether they know directly who it is, and in most of the cases, they don't. They themselves are masked in their presentation. For example, Alice Bailey, the entity said, it's a Tibetan, a powerful master, or others in the New Age movement, ascended masters, or others in remote viewing that have engaged alien entities or what they believed was angels. And in every case that I have read, they were demonic metaskizmazitai, transfiguring themselves for whatever's needed to engage an individual and draw them in and then communicate. So there's a lot of communication going on, a lot of ideas. And so we go back all the way among the Nazis where a lot of this, where there was such a rejection of Christ, such a wide open door. Occult historian James Webb says that the first greatest proliferation of occult literature occurred in pre-Nazi Germany. The second was in the 60s in the United States. Well, what that led to was secret societies and all kinds of doorways. Some authors that I've read acknowledged that there were mediums on every corner, operative in cafes and places everywhere. There was a very, very spiritually seeking Germany after World War I, but again, they listened, and leaders listened to the wrong spirits. They were guided into an incredible, what looks like counterfeit Führer, kind of like the Antichrist, counterfeit millennium, 1,000-year Reich, counterfeit to the 1,000-year reign of the coming of Christ. The concept of a spiritual master race of superhumans. See, the coming glorification. Does anybody want to really understand the physics of God? Beyond transhumanism? Beyond Stalin's hybrid mix of apes and humans? Beyond the Nazi concept of seeking to backbreed to the Nephilim? Even beyond the current Nephilim information that is out there right now. And there is some good information and some crazy off-the-wall information. But the fact remains that when we look at taking a human being while they are in the womb, even before conception, where the people that are chosen to breed, they don't always have to be married, they're chosen to breed, spiritually guided, and there's rituals pre-sexual, in utero, and at birth, and on and on and on. You got to understand the spiritual stream here. You got to understand the bloodline and what they have been seeking. They want power in the blood. They want the abilities of telekinesis, clairvoyance, and many other properties in the blood. They want a superhuman. That was the concept. Now, you've got to do some studies here of Lebensborn and of the Aryan, of the secret project, the genetic project, which was a spiritually conceived that came out into the physical world. And there's probably 400 to 800,000 of those or more. They got to be around 70 right now. Some of them, many of them, may have been in the program, and it may have helped produce another generation, chosen ones. Now, all the ones that I've dealt with over all these almost 30 years now, and even lately in some of the conferences when there's been infiltration, individuals coming to create a little trouble or to recon or to record or to unleash warfare at the conferences, obviously programmed sub-Nazi-oriented German-speaking sub-personalities. Now, when we say this, and we talk about a sub-personality, I already mentioned G.H. Esterbrooks. Now, you can go back to 1947. I got his book here to my left. I got the hardback copy. I've always had the softback copy for some time. But he describes how they could take soldiers, create an alternate personality, or two, or three, or four, or five, in them. And the alternate personality, say Fred is the soldier, but they create Joe, and they create Stan, they create other personalities inside. But they don't want Fred to know. Because as handlers, they want to be able to create the sub-personality, create an assassin, create a recon specialist, create a spy, create someone who can invade a group and sow disinformation. So that all occurs in 1947, and we know that it comes from the Nazis, and we ultimately, and I'm going to say this, the technology to take a human being, to demonize them in the process, and it is a progressive process, to then split their soulical part, their very human personality, and begin to create sub-personalities for the sake of programming them and demonizing them and using them and trying to make some kind of a super human being, a super soldier, a controlled. So here it is. It's demonic technology. God does not do this. He does not, through trauma-based or any kind of technology, split the core of a human being to create sub-personalities only to have the imposition of somebody else's will programming and then somebody controlling and using them. And there are many thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of these individuals out there now that are intact. They have no idea that they're being used. They have no idea that somebody actually is using them. And that's the scary thing. And I'm saying that really is for them. Now, there are those listening right now that all of us, you know what happens in the beginning? They begin to realize they're missing time. They hear conversations, not just voices, but even conversations in their head. They begin to realize they have dreams and flashbacks about, you know, weird episodes and rituals and blood things and military labs and they might hear even other languages inside, and they notice they're missing larger blocks of time. They don't remember things when they were younger or when they were, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15. That's just the beginning when they begin. That means they're beginning to know that something's gone on. Now, the dark side doesn't want them to know anything to keep them 100% amnesic. That is, that they, as an upfront person like Fred, wouldn't know anything that's going on. If anybody has seen a hypnotist on television, I watched this on the Montel Williams show years ago. Hypnotist hypnotizes all these individuals, makes them do all these crazy things, makes them do all these funny, so-called funny things, and then tells them at the count of three, he'll take them out of it, and they wouldn't remember. And that is a demonstration on a lighter level of what we're talking about, because the alter personalities become permanent. And this is how it goes. The splitting of a personality, they call it getting a hold of raw human will, raw human personality. And then they begin to bond to themselves and say, we're your creators. We are the ones guiding you. We're your leaders. And in some cases, in a sense, we are your God. And they begin to tell them, which is the beginnings of programming. They're imposing ideas and thoughts that are really not their own, that are lies. And let me say something. In all of it is lies. And they begin then to program. And again, that can be through numerous different means nowadays. And all it is, programming on every level, is the imposing of an agenda, of another will inside that sub-personality, turning them in basically to like a little robot. And the little robot could be, okay, this personality, you're going to be nothing more than a sex slave. And all you're going to do is learn how to do sex, and we're going to use you for sex, and on and on and on. Another personality is created for infiltrating. Another personality is created for reconning information. Another personality is created to be an assassin. Another personality is created to be a ritual worker that can summon demons. Another personality is created to be a punisher, that if anybody on the inside wants to get out or wants to break free, they're supposed to harm them in some ways. We'll talk about seven primary programmed, trained, empowered subpersonalities. I'm simply bringing out now that it begins as demonic technology. And I believe that it is... I cannot tell you strong enough how I believe this is an absolute blasphemy of God's order in creation. Number two under this section, it's a subversion of the human will, because once the splitting occurs and programming occurs and the new development occurs on the inside, it's as though... they never really have the ability to choose. What if the person wants to, let's say Fred wants to just live his life and go do what he wants to do. But then there's 25 other personalities and handlers on the outside. And those, you know, certain personalities are to guide Fred, you know, only into their agenda. Fred's never really choosing everything. Fred's always being set up, not just by outside people, but by the inside subpersonalities. Now, subpersonalities that are listening right now know what I'm talking about. Some wrote me yesterday from another chosen one. And once again, glorying in their position. Subpersonalities, you got to understand, to this day, 30 years later, it is kind of bizarre still to look at a woman, 30, 20, 40, you know, 40, regardless of the age, all of a sudden switch. And a male personality comes up and starts talking. Or, you know, a 50-year-old person, and all of a sudden a 19-year-old sub-personality comes up and starts talking. So when we talk about all this, yeah, it's bizarre, but it's real. I mean, in the world of psychiatry, in the world of psychology, in the DSM-3, the diagnostic manuals, it's all out there. Insurance is paying millions and millions of dollars to try to treat it in the secular field. They can't even define it. They obviously can't touch the spiritual nature of this. Number one, demonic technology. Number two, it's a subversion of the human will, ultimately for the sake of control. But let me say this too. Number three, it is a transmutation of the human construct, of the whole being. The human being that is split, has numerous personalities, demonized programming. Everything about them is mutated. They are not body, soul, and spirit. It's not about even being fallen and lost and in need of direct salvation. That's true. But we're talking about how these individuals are completely changed in how they can, because you got Fred, he has his own feelings, he has his own history, he has his own thinking, his own agenda. But what about the subpersonality Joe? He has his own feelings, his own agenda, his own stuff. What about the subpersonality Mark? He has his own feelings, his own sub, you know, his own agenda. What about subpersonality Sally in the male chosen one? And she's created just for sexual acts, which means when she's up and Fred is down, she's using the body for all kinds of perverted sexual things. Now, she might be thinking, oh, I'm a woman, and no, she's not a woman. I mean, the personality is constructed to be a woman, but the physical body is a male. There's a lot of complexity in this, but it is a mutating of the whole of the human construct. And I happen to believe that the dark side loves that. That's why I think the Nazis in their attempt, it was so secretive. Stalin and the Professor Ivanov and the high-bred attempt to create human ape crossbreed, a superior warrior. I think this is, again, as God would describe in Ezekiel chapter 8, detestable. Point four, they're made to be a, and I'm going to say it this way, a mock superhuman. Now, I've met a number of chosen ones where they, there's no question, they feel that they are superior. They feel they are beyond. You know what they call you and I? Normies, singletons. We are despised. We are looked down at. We are looked at as the cattle that's going to be slaughtered here in the future. We are looked at as those who are going to be the slave race by chosen ones, special ones, per whatever they want to be called. See, when they have the programming and the demonization and all that's gone on inside of them, they see themselves as part of a massive global agenda that is going to bring everything down for the sake of bringing a new regime in and bringing a supra-brilliant world leader, a new Führer, in their words, into power. And they're going to rule and they're going to reign as a superior race. Now, most all of those that I've dealt with still connect with the concept of Aryan blood, purifying the blood through demonic ritual to acquire more powers and bring a charging. You know, it's like, you know, plugging in your phone. You got to get it charged up. Chosen ones that are already demonized, part of the reasons they got to keep doing rituals and so forth, they need more demonic presence to charge them up as they're developing. In a real sense, they're suprahuman in the sense that there's programming that can make them quicker, stronger, faster, and they could be on the inside, have incredible abilities. There can be a nurse, there can be a doctor, there can be a scientist in there, there can be, I can't tell you, I can give you a list of 100. We're going to only give you 7 tonight. Primaries. Literally, when they create and have a hold of the sub-personality, one wrote it down for me saying, it's like having raw personality. They can do anything they want to it, make it anything they want. And so when they do that and program it and have it act out and do what it's job, you know, what they gave it to do, their job, their agenda, well then, if you're a believer in Christ, you understand as a believer, you now have are supposed to be clothed with the power of the Holy Spirit so you can be a great witness and be involved in evangelism. Evangelism, you know, as much as we know about it and committed to it, is only accomplished by the active power of the Holy Spirit, dunamis. Well, they have the same Greek word as used on the dark side, dunamis, but it's dark power, dark enablement. New Agers might feel the energy of an entity. Most of them are being deceived because they can feel the energy or feel the supernatural experience of something, but they don't realize that energy, that ability, that non-human enhancement, that stuff they're playing with is emanating from an entity that knows what it's doing in deceiving and reeling them in using them. So when I say mock superhuman, well, because it's demonically contrived and it's a transmutation, a mutating of the original, and it is a taking of humanity and trying to construct a satanic super soldier. And so that's number five on the notes, a controlled troop. The subpersonalities are under authority of handlers. They're given triggers. They're put down on the inside. They could be buried. They could be asleep. I've dealt with sleepers that have been asleep 20 some or more years. When they woke up and began to look around, they had no idea where they were. All they remembered was 20 years ago being in a training camp. That's how some sleepers are. Now, the handlers know they can get to the sleepers and continue to train. So let's say there's Fred, and they've already created numerous subpersonalities in him. And some of those subpersonalities when they are triggered, given the cue to come up, Fred goes out of the way. He's now amnesic or he's pushed out of the way. He doesn't know what's going on, kind of like the hypnotized individual. And all of a sudden, Joe, the assassin, is up. And so they're doing some training. They're shooting guns. They're giving assignments. They're showed pictures of who they're going to go after. And after all the training's done and more demonization in the sense of empowerment, then Joe is put down kind of like a Jack in the Box. Do you remember? You take the head and you push it down with the coil into the box. You put the lid down and it snaps shut. You know, you got that little arm there, you know, that little thing, the monkey chase, you know, that thing. That's what I've told chosen ones before. They're treating you like monkeys in cages. They create you. They name you. They program you. They give you the jobs they want done. You know nothing else. You're not allowed to know anything else. You're not allowed to do anything else. They demonize you. They put you down. Then they bring you up whenever they want to use you for whatever it is they want, and then they put you back down. They are completely a controlled troop. Now, if you're new tonight listening, and I can only tell you because we're doing this subject this week, the massive content, and there is no other book yet out like this, The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldier. 664 pages of it. There's also free 24-hour it used to be a course about 16 weeks long, and now we put out the lectures. And if you go to the website shatterthedarkness.net, scroll down left hand side where all the courses and training things are, you'll find it. You'll get it free. So what I'm talking about in this 1 hour and a few hours this week is out in 24 hours, and there's more out there if you look at all of our stuff concerning it, but the book is most definitive. Why? Because I do believe over the years we've been taken in to see and observe and watch and engage. It's cost us a lot over all these years. But nothing can outweigh seeing the hand of God, the power of God, the mercy of God, the saving, healing, delivering work. Yes, they can be saved. Yes, you can be saved. Yes, you can be healed. Yes, sir, sub persons can be, the programming can be broken. Yes, the demons can be cut out, you know, cast out and dealt with. Yes, God knows how to bring healing and wholeness back. That's the good news. Now, we've seen that it takes time. A simple training course with the basics of how to do this is on our website, free. 27 hours worth. Are you with me on this right now? Do you understand that in your church they're placed, in government, in law enforcement? I'm absolutely in the America, you know, here in America where we've done the research in our part of it. I'm going to tell you right now, they are in every single city. And they have been purposely placed strategically in the churches and so forth. We dealt with the infiltration issues yesterday about that. And there's reasons for that, which we'll touch on quickly again here tonight. But I'm simply giving you the quick version of a deep, dark, secret power of lawlessness, part of their work, part of the actual work in developing what is to come. You got to understand when the hellish chaos and anarchy break out, it's not just going to be a random thing. They're not just going to tweet, you know, a few people and then this occurs at a certain suburban area or one area, a location of a city. That's why they've been placed in all of these cities. That's why they've been placed in cities in Australia and Canada and England and Wales and Scotland and Ireland and all throughout Italy and in the Vatican and in Germany, all over the place, Scandinavian countries, Estonia, Belgium, in Russia. You've got to understand there is a reason why. If you and I understand the victims that are coming out and you've been trying to help, okay, that's a good thing. If you understand the secular numbers, worldwide, maybe around 40 million, first generation. But when you deal second and third and fourth generation, when you look at all of this, the minimum, 100 million. And I would have to say that half of those, as in all of our stats, are the intact, the ones that are controlled and triggerable, so that when the activation comes, when the trigger comes, when the assassin and the other parts that join together, demonized, programmed, are up and unleashed, this is going to go beyond the Oslo, Norway shooter. This is going to go beyond the VTech shooter. This will go beyond the Copley, Ohio shooter. This will go on beyond the Jared. Notice in Jared's case, it was a political person assassination, and others, and random bloodshed. Notice the political orientation in Oslo. Notice the randomness in VTech. Now, I'm not saying all of them are real chosen ones, but there are some clear signs of some of these individuals, especially Jared. And I believe not only does he have sub-personalities, but there's demonization there. Will they let me get to him? Give me a phone call. We'd love to engage him. B on the notes tonight, programmed and trained. Here they are, seven primary ones. Sub-personalities created, then programmed and trained again and again and again and again, and empowered demonically. Number one, there are those who are like the watchers or the informers. They watch everything on the inside. They're always co-conscious. If you're engaging a chosen one, if you're engaging one of these individuals, then please assume five or six others, and particularly one that is going to look at you. They're all listening. You can never talk to a chosen one without three or four or five or others on the inside listening. You know, looking at you, sizing you up, deciding who you are. That's why their eyes, when you look into their eyes, it does look like, we haven't said this so much, but I'll say it tonight. It looks like five other people are looking through the same eyes. Something about those eyes, they can switch, change colors, blink a lot. So there is the watcher, the informer, that's going to tell the handlers and others what's going on, who's trying to break in, who's trying to help them, where they're trying, you know, if you're trying to help. They're going to tell everything about you. They're going to tell the handlers if the actual chosen one is doing anything wrong. Number two, they got a punisher inside that can come out and harm the body or hurt the person to try to keep them in line. They have also, number three, recon specialists. When they do infiltrate a church or other places in law enforcement, government, I guarantee the recon specialist is behind the scenes gathering information and sending it where it needs to be sent. Number four, there are those inside that are placed in places to give disinformation, even to counselors and others, even to those that are trying to research and get you off the track. I hope you know the difference. Number five, they have those inside that are nothing more than corruptors. They're there to corrupt they're there to corrupt a pastor, to do whatever it takes to bring somebody down, corrupt them, engage them for the sake of blackmail and shutting them up. Number six, there are those who are priestesses or priests. They know ancient languages, twilight languages. They know how to summon the demons. They know how to bring more powers in. They know how to astral project in remote view. They know how to do a number of things. They're the ones on the inside that when Fred is looking at you, they're on the inside assessing you. And if you're a believer or someone they need to mess with, they can call it psi powers. By the powers that enable them, they can extend out to try to bring you sickness, headaches, whatever it might be, to harm you, confuse you, summon demons and send them, and more. They're the ones being used in the rituals to use the languages, to draw the circles, to draw the symbols and the lettering, and then call the demons and interact and be possessed and so forth. And number seven, there are assassins, highly trained in weapons, usually in chemicals and explosives too. Inside every chosen one, I found all of these and a whole lot of others and backups and more. We're down to about 5 minutes tonight, so I got to tell you this. See, behind the mask. Behind the mask of SRA MPD, you take all that secular talk off, you take all of that psychological talk off, and you see created in front of you is one of the troops of the coming chaos that will help usher in the apocalypse of the Antichrist. Counselors that are doing this in Canada, Australia, England, Germany, all over, they're finding the exact same thing. They know this. D, what and who are these super sleepers? Well, again, as we're defining this by their own terms, they are going to be the superior, supernaturally empowered, beyond regular humanity, elite troops, as one of them told me. They're going to run circles. They'll make Hitler's SS troops look like choir boys. That was what I was told. E, what are waiting for? I mean, there's a lot of them trying to break it free. They don't want this. They're seeking help, and there are those who are reaching in, and I believe God can, does, will, and wants to save, heal, and deliver and bring them out. And we need to pray for extraordinary. That's why in every city that, you know, in the United States, in Canada, and in Europe, listen, once you start unleashing the prayers, you know how oppressive it is. You know how dark it is. Well, there's a reason for that. The level of underground ritual is off the charts. Look at our stuff on the website on dark rituals and dark powers. I did this seminar for 1 hour or so down at Branson at the Future Congress. And again, more and more and more people come up and say, you know, they understand this. They're not afraid to hear it. Now they understand. But here's the word I want to give you tonight too, because we're coming down to the end. I want you to know that if you're a victim, if you're one of these, that Jesus knows how to get to you. And I pray that in an extraordinary way, God will save, God will heal, God will deliver, and God will bear extraordinary mercy and power on you right now. I pray that God will draw up believers that'll say, you know what? I know it's going to be hard. I know it's going to engage warfare. But Lord, here am I. Send me. I want to help. Start off with Project Josiah. Start off with doing some training. You won't get this in a seminary yet. Now, here's a word for all of us tonight. Again, out of the book of Romans. Here it goes, chapter 13. And do this understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than it was when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently and in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual morality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. You know what time it is. It's time to step up. Here am I, God, send me. Rust is dark, shadow of the darkness.net. Remember us in prayer. We need your support. Remember us in support. Thank you.